You are listening to Faith Wood of Inspiring Minds Consulting Limited. You can reach us on the web at www.imind.ca. And this recording is just for you to help you through this time, learning how to stop unconsciously touching your face. So find yourself a nice quiet place to listen to these suggestions and allow them to have a permanent and complete and full effect upon your mind and your body. This recording is hypnotic, so please never listen to it while you're driving or needing to pay more focused attention to tasks that you might be working on. For now, find yourself a place to settle down, to sit quietly, where you will be undisturbed. Allow your eyes to gaze upon a spot, perhaps on the ceiling or on the wall, something easy to look at. And as you look at that spot on the wall, take a deep breath all the way in and all the way out. That's it. Keep your eyes glued to that spot and attempt not to blink as you take the next deep breath all the way in and all the way out. And with each breath you take, begin to feel yourself growing calmer, quieter, as you prepare to relax very deeply. Another nice deep breath in, and this time hold your breath. Pause. Allow your eyes to close as you exhale and go deeper and deeper relaxed. Slow, steady, easy breathing now. In and out. In and out. Like a beautiful circle of breath. Just in your mind's eye, imagining one breath in leading to the next breath out. As you begin to allow yourself to settle down inside, listening to the sound of my voice, allowing all the suggestions I give you to be firmly and deeply embedded in the inner parts of your conscious mind, allow yourself to let all other distractions melt away. Know that you'll be able to move any part of your head or your body at any time in order to stay perfectly comfortable. In fact, the very act of moving any part of your head or your body will only cause you to become more deeply relaxed. Good. Deep breath in. Relaxed breath out. And begin to feel your eyelids getting very, very lazy, very heavy. Beginning to feel the tension in your body relax as you follow along comfortably to the sound of these words, breathing so naturally now, in and out, as you get a sense of a place of deep rest, calm, and comfort. That's it. Imagine a place you've visited or a place you go to often, or even a place in your imagination, it really doesn't matter. But as you breathe, just become curious about what kinds of places come to mind now or in a few moments as you relax. To begin with, I'd like you to get a sense of what it would be like to observe yourself relaxing so comfortably over there in that special place. As if you could imagine the restful, comfortable expression on the face of you way over there. A sense of genuine peace, an easiness, a calmness within you. A true well-being. Just embodying you over there, reminding you that right now, it's absolutely okay to relax completely. And gift yourself this time, as you breathe in and breathe out and allow all the sounds to fade away in the distance. Nothing bothers you, nothing disturbs you. Just focused on the sound of my voice and your gentle, easy breathing. As I count from 3 to 1, Imagine merging this reality, this experience, this profound relaxation and rest from the inside. 3, 2, 1. Just guiding into, merging into a deeply relaxed place, allowing it to flow through you, perhaps a color, just breathing it in one breath at a time and letting go deeper and deeper still. Really get a sense of what it feels like to be in this very special place in your mind. With every breath, like ice cubes melting on hot pavement, relax every muscle, every nerve, every cell in your body. That's it. Feel the colors. Feel the sounds. Any shapes. The temperature of the air. And allow yourself to be one with a true sense of well-being and peace with every breath you take and every sound that you hear. Like a glowing color of deep relaxation flowing through you right now, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, breathe. And feeling your hands resting apart, I'd like you to slowly and gently bring the thumb and the middle finger of your right hand together. And at the same time, bring the thumb and middle finger of your left hand together. And then gently squeeze the thumb and the finger of each hand together. And breathe. Now, as you squeeze, say to yourself in your mind, my health and my well-being are important to me. Squeeze. My health and my well-being are important to me. Breathe. And then let the thumb and the finger of each hand rest apart. And here in this special place, you can imagine slowly closing your eyes and preparing to make a change within yourself at the unconscious level. It's going to keep you healthy and well in many more ways than you might have imagined over the years yet to come. And so here and now, in this special place within, you can just allow the face muscles to smooth and soften. You can relax the little muscles around the eyes, loose, limp, and lazy, and feel the jaw muscles unclench. That's it. And as you breathe in and breathe out, feel your shoulders release as a wave of comfortable heaviness flows down the upper arms, down into the forearms, down into your hands and your fingers. And just get a sense in your imagination of what it would be like for those arms, those hands, to begin to develop a statue-like stillness, a heaviness, a peacefulness, a quiet. And you may begin to notice which arms feel heavier already, right now. Perhaps the one that's on the left, ready and willing to relax twice as deeply into this most comfortable ease and stillness. Perhaps a heaviness in the fingers or the hands, the arms. Breathe. And those hands are a part of the team, deeply loyal to the rest of your body. And they rely upon the rest of your body. And they rely upon your heart and your lungs, the immune system, and the entirety of the body to keep healthy and well. And those hands can be proud to support the body, proud to keep themselves clean, proud to nurture and look after the body. And when it's flu season, or when there's a particular bug or virus going around, then you can remain calm, cool-headed, keeping things in perspective. Everything comes in cycles, and this too shall pass. And there are times when there are more bugs going around, and more times when it's not something anyone even thinks about, because the sun is shining, and you're well, and everyone around you is well. And in times when there's a bug going around, you can take appropriate protective measures. And those hands can support you in that decision, because from now onwards, those hands can be absolutely steadfast in their refusal to inadvertently sabotage the body. So that when those hands have any kind of contaminant on them, then the very thought of lifting those hands to the face, the very thought of letting that contaminant through the drawbridge of the body's defenses can make those hands feel instantly heavy, deeply heavy, with a steadfast refusal to get anywhere close to the face. And their deep loyalty to the body means that those hands can instinctively keep themselves away from the face. And as those hands keep any germs or viruses at arm's length away from the face, they can look forward to washing themselves thoroughly with an appropriate regularity throughout the day. And there is a balance, a middle path, to find any situation just as your skin only needs the right amount of washing and cleaning, so that you're being respectful and nurturing towards your skin. And you discover you can keep things in perspective. You can remain calm and clear-headed. You can be steadfast and consistent in how you take appropriate measures to keep yourself calm and well. And just like when a person has been chopping certain kinds of foods, like jalapenos or hot chilies, or raw ingredients that it wouldn't be safe or healthy to let into their mouth, then they instinctively are more careful about what they do with their hands. They instinctively know that they need to wash those hands with soap and water before they do anything else. And if you can't wash your hands, then you could use hand sanitizer, or you might touch your face with a tissue. It's not about trying to be perfect. It's about setting up strong, healthy habits that are going to massively reduce the chances of any contamination getting past your personal drawbridge. And you can just get a sense right now of an old absent-minded pattern, what it used to be like when those hands would have touched your face unnecessarily, way in the past, the way the fingers would have lifted up to the face to chew the nails or tap the nose. But now, before they do, they stop. Drift right outside of yourself and watch yourself do something different. Watch yourself take command over your behaviors. The way that a person can gently squeeze the middle finger and thumb of each hand together, instantly hearing in their mind's eye, my health and my well-being are important to me. And as they do, they relax inside. As a deep, unconscious heaviness flows through arms and hands. And you can do that right now. Slowly and gently, bring the thumb and middle finger of each hand together. Think to yourself, my health, my well-being, they're important to me. And then you can just relax and let the thumbs and the fingers drift apart as those arms and hands rest comfortably heavy. Breathe. Breathe. And again, get a sense of recalling what it was like to be able to remember the old feeling of having been about to touch your face in the old, absent-minded way. And then just before you do, stopping, taking a breath, squeezing your thumb and finger together, and saying inside your mind, my health, my well-being, they're important to me. And notice how you get on with doing something different with your hands, something different with your focus, something different with your attention. And all the while relaxing, calm, quiet, still. And of course, there may be times during the day when you instinctively bring the middle finger and thumb of each hand together to give yourself that extra unconscious reminder of the importance of this brand new habit. And then there will come a time when you just realize you haven't been touching your face at all, because you just haven't. You haven't even thought about it. The hands have deeply learned this new, healthier pattern that's now keeping you healthy and well in the coming weeks and the coming months, and also for the long term, because you've now got a new, simple, healthy way to protect yourself, to look after yourself, and that can feel so good. And you can listen to this recording often. And each time you do, you can strengthen and reinforce this very simple, natural, healthy habit. Squeezing thumb and forefinger together. Breathe, relax, and know my health and my well-being are important to me. And for now, it's time to prepare to come all the way back to full alertness, back to the here and now, knowing that these new ideas are being deeply embedded in the inner parts of your conscious mind as I count from 1 to 3. 1, just notice the position of your body, the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. 2, coming back refreshed, alert, feeling so good. Back to the here and now. And on the next number, just stretching, breathing, and opening your eyes. 1, 2, and 3.